Girls, you know about the new look in fashion. Well, there's a new look in hair beauty, too. Women everywhere are achieving that look of softer, shinier hair with a marvelous new product, Fitch Cream Shampoo. It's made with two beneficial beauty aids, lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair, to leave it smooth and caressable. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to accent the glowing radiance of your hair. Fitch Cream Shampoo is so easy to use. A small dab quickly whips into a fragrant, creamy lather that thoroughly cleanses hair and scalp. Then just rinse with plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. After shampooing, your hair stays in place. It stays soft, and it stays shining, as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. Buy the large, economical, 4-ounce jar of Fitch Cream Shampoo, featured at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch Cream Shampoo for that flattering new look of softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Robert North, Walter Sharp and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harris home, we find Alice talking to her brother, William.
Phil will be home any minute, William.
Where is he, Alice?
Oh, he's down at Union Station checking his luggage. You see, Jack Benny is doing his show from Denver next week for the March of Dimes, and Phil is going with him.
Oh.
Oh, that must be Phil now. Is that you, honey?
You can start living again, sugar. Your curly-headed bambino is home.
That's him. I'm in here, Phil.
Oh, hiya, honey. I just couldn't wait to get home and tell you...
Good morning, Philip.
I should have waited. What are you doing here so early, Peter Pan?
Philip, I hear you and Alice are going to Denver with Jack Benny.
No. Alice ain't going.
Why can't I go, Phil?
Well, look, I told you before, honey. Jackson's paying the expenses, and he likes to keep the costs down.
Why are you leaving tonight? It doesn't take a week to go to Denver.
It does the way Jackson arranged it for me to travel.
Well, how are you going?
Cattle car by way of Galveston.
How's Jack going?
Piggyback by way of Rochester. Look, I'd love to have you go, you know that, but I wouldn't want you to travel that way. And besides, you have to stay here and take care of our own program.
Oh, of course, Phil. You go right ahead and I'll take care of...
Surely you're not going to allow Philip to go to Denver without you.
Well, why not?
There are women in Denver, you know.
Well, bully for Denver. Women in Denver? Gad. Do the men there know about this, Willie? Why don't you keep quiet? Don't try to start something. I'm going to Denver on business.
Yes, William, and I'm not worried about Phil going without me. I trust him implicitly. Ever since we've been married, Phil hasn't even looked at another woman. Have you, Phil?
No. Well, I got some last-minute packing to do. My train leaves at 6 tonight, you know.
Oh, Phil, have you decided yet on who's going to take your place on the Fitch program?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to take care of it right away, honey. I'm going to call the agent and get the biggest guest star I can get. Gee whiz, you'd like to work opposite some big movie star, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather work with you. I'm going to miss you. Phil, do you have to leave tonight?
Yeah, but you got nothing to worry about, honey. I'm going to try to get Tyrone Power to play opposite you.
Oh, as I was saying, Phil, do you have to wait until tonight to leave?
No living with this kid since she got her picture on the cover of this week's Radio Mirror.
Oh, I was only kidding, honey.
I know that. Gee whiz, don't you think I know when you're kidding? Sure. You wouldn't even look at another man, would you?
Nah. What made you think of Tyrone Power?
Well, I want to get somebody on the show who looks a little like me. If I get Tyrone, if I can't get him, why, then I'll get Clark Gable or Gregory Peck. I mean, you'll need somebody who's almost as good-looking as I am.
Well, why don't you get all three? Between them, they might make it.
Hey, that's an idea. No, we couldn't afford all three of them. Look, I'm going to call the agency right now and see if I can get you Tyrone Power. Hey, honey, while I'm doing that, will you please start packing my things?
All right, Phil. I'll get your shirts and ties and socks.
And I'll get your rag curlers and bobby pins. Now, Philip, when you get to Denver...
Get lost, will you? Go find a loophole someplace. Get a chair and swivel yourself. And you'll be lucky. You might get the brass ring. Run along.
I'll go. I'll see you when you return from Denver.
Okay, bye. Okay. There's a cute little character. He has all the charm of a damp dish rag. Gee whiz, I hope I can get Ty. It'll be good for the show, and it'll be... Uh-oh, there's the door. I'll get it, honey. Hi, Curly. Oh, hiya, Frankie. Hi. Hey, look, Frankie, I'm in an awful hurry, and I can't talk to you.
Why? Where you going?
Well, Jackson's doing his show from Denver next Sunday, and I'm going with him. I'm leaving tonight, and incidentally, I won't be on the Fitch program next week, and I'm going to get someone now to take my place.
Oh, gee, that's going to be tough, Curly.
Yeah.
Who can we find to take your place? And why will I be so much better?
Look, you're not taking my place. I'm getting Tyrone Power to take over this job.
What are you getting him for? I can do anything he can, and you must admit I'm just as good looking.
Oh, sure. Sure. After all, what's Tyrone Power got that if you had a little of, you'd be so surprised at, you wouldn't know what to do with? Listen to me, Remley. Don't be silly. You'll need a big star to work opposite you.
Yeah, maybe, but why spend all that money on a big star? Besides paying him, you gotta pay me. Anyway, I don't need no important star to play opposite me. Just get me anybody at all.
Like who?
Lana Turner will be acceptable.
Lana Turner's a big star, too. She'd cost me just as much.
That week I worked for nothing.
Never mind. I've made up my mind, and I'm gonna get Tyrone Powell.
All right, get him. You want Alice to be alone with a good-looking guy like Tyrone? That's your business.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Alice and Ty used to be in pictures together. They did romantic scenes. And, well, when she sees him again, she might realize she made a little mistake in her choice. And...
Oh, stop it, Remley. I'm getting Tyrone Power. Hmm. I'm not jealous of him. He and Alice will be great together. Why, Alice and Ty will... Alice and Ty... Of course, Tyrone is awfully expensive. Peter Lorre's just as good. Besides, Lorre's my friend, and he'll work cheaper for me.
Now you're talking, Curly.
That's right. I'll call the agency and try to get Peter Lorre, and then... No, Alice won't go for that.
No?
Nah, Frankie, I gotta be big about this and get a good-looking guy. Now, I'm going to call the agency and see if I can get Tyrone or Gable or Gregory Peck.
All right, go ahead. Leave Alice here alone for a week with a handsome man.
Cut it out now, will you? I'm not the kind of guy to let petty jealousies bother me. Forget about it. You know something, Frankie?
Hmm?
I sort of hate to go.
Yeah?
Sure. You know, it's the first time I've ever been away from Alice.
Yeah, that's the trouble with you married guys. You're tied down. Remember when you were single? We used to travel around with the band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Frankie.
What?
Remember the band we had in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Frankie, them cats were really solid, weren't they? Long ago in New Orleans, on a little street of green, there I heard a crazy band. That was where the blues began. There was Memphis Joe with his hidey-ho moaning on his saxophone. There was Slip-Horn Slim, you've heard of him, and his laughing slide trombone. Peg Leg Pete playing hot and sweet on the bacon pot of can. Dances
swayed as they played. That was where the blues began. There was Dogface Chet with his clarinet hitting high notes up and down. Smokey Moke was there with his slick black hair beating his drums like a clown. While the booga 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 of a big brown jug by a Hepcat dressed in jeans. That was how the blues were born in New Orleans. There was Big Nose Tess from the greasy vest weeping in her glass of beer. There was Gambler Jake playing table stakes with a seaboat engineer. Natchez Lil, she was dressed to kill, singing love songs about a man. As she moaned, people groaned, that was how torch songs began. Then the cat named Sam in from Alabama started shooting up the flow. Everybody broke through the pistol smoke, fall the windows and the dough. While the roar, roar, roar of a 44 busted up those happy scenes. That was how the blues were born in New Orleans.
The rest of your things down, Phil. You'll have to pack them yourself because I can't. Oh, hello, Frank.
Hi, Alice. I hear Curly's going to Denver and leaving you all alone on the show with Tyrone Power. I also hear the writers have a love scene in next week's show. Think you can do a love scene with Ty?
Well, I'll force myself.
Love scene, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Phil, did you call the agency and ask if they can get Tyrone?
Yeah, honey, yes, I called, but... You know, after thinking it over, I decided not to ask for Ty. You know, it might be confusing on the show. You see, you and him look so much alike, and...
Why, Phil, you're jealous.
I am not. I haven't got a jealous bone in my body. It's just that I felt that, well... Tyrone is the Latin type, and he wouldn't look good opposite you, honey. So instead, I asked the agency to send over a tall, dashing Irish star.
Ooh, Errol Flynn?
Barry Fitzgerald.
Barry Fitzgerald? Why didn't you try to get me see Aubrey Smith?
He wanted too much money.
Phil, Barry's a wonderful actor, but he's not your type. He can't take your place on the show. We've got to get someone young and good-looking like you.
Yeah, but who?
I still think Lana Turner's a good bet.
We don't need another woman on the show.
Who's jealous now?
Why should I be jealous of Lana?
Well, she's in pictures.
Oh,
and...
I was in pictures before she was.
Well, she's a big star.
Oh, I was a star before she was.
And she's kind of young.
I was young before... Harris, you tricked me into that.
Oh, look, honey, I'm only thinking of the good of the show.
Well, if you're thinking of the good of the show, you should have somebody younger. If you can't get Ty, get Gary Cooper or Errol Flynn.
Or Rita Hayworth.
What happened to Lana Turner?
I'm tired of her. I'm very fickle.
Oh, Phil, stop acting like a jealous child. For the benefit of the show, you should get one of the men I mentioned.
All right, all right. So I'll get one of the men you mentioned. I'll go in and call the agency again. Come on, Frankie.
Okay.
Well, now I suppose I'll have to get whichever one of them good-looking guys is available.
Suppose none of them is available, Curly.
What are you leading up to?
When you call the agency, tell them to get some funny-looking schnook. Then have them call Alice and tell her that's all they could get.
That's all they... Hey. Yeah. That ought to work.
Sure.
Frankie, you're a genius.
I'm not really a genius. Just happen to be smarter than anybody else. Go ahead and make the call.
Yes. Yeah. Well, come on, Frankie. Help me pack. I haven't got too much time to catch the train.
Yeah, now that you called the agent, you can go away with your mind at ease, Curly. You sure the agent knows what to do now?
Yes, yes. I told him to call Alice and tell her he can't get anyone except some unknown character.
Right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, now I'd better start packing. Now, let me see. I'll take my green polka dot blazer and my red plaid suit, my blue suede top coat, and...
Where do I put on my sunglasses? That stuff's blinding. Okay.
Now, look, I better take 8 pairs of yellow shoes and this pair of black socks.
What are you taking black socks for?
I don't want the people in Denver to think I'm a loud dresser.
Miss Fay, how much fee? I bring you groceries. I just wanted to know... Oh, hello, Mr. Harris.
Hiya, Julia.
Oh, wait, where are you, kid? We're busy.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Can't you see? I'm packing my bag. I'm leaving town tonight.
Leaving town? Oh, that's a shame. Where are you and Miss Fay going?
Miss Fay isn't going. She's staying here. I'm leaving.
I knew it wouldn't last. Now she's gone.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just hold it.
Oh, Phil, did you want... Oh, hello, Julia.
There you are, soulmate. Did you know that this viper is leaving you?
Well, of course I know.
Well, don't stand there. Now's our chance. Let you and I fly away together before this character changes his mind.
Julia, stop bumping your gums, will you? I got through telling you I'm going to Denver on a business trip.
What difference where you're going as long as you... Business trip?
That's right. I'll be back in a week.
Gracious, foiled again. Gee, Miss Fay, I thought you and Mr. Harris were splitting up.
Oh, Julius, that's an awful thing to say. Mr. Harris and I are very happy, aren't we, honey?
You said it, baby.
Look at him kissing, pouring salt on my wound. I can't stand to look at this sickening sight. Goodbye.
A cute little gargoyle, ain't he?
It's kids like that that give juvenile delinquency a bad name.
Very true, Curly.
Certainly it's true. Well, honey, I'm all packed and ready to leave. Oh, wait a minute. Where are the children? I got to say goodbye to them.
Oh, they're in the playroom. I'll call them. Oh, girls. Girls, come in here a minute.
Gee, honey, I'm going to miss the kids while I'm gone.
Oh, they'll miss you too, Phil.
Did you call me?
Oh, yeah, baby Alice. Where's Phyllis?
She's outside, Daddy.
Well, look, honey, I got to go away for a week and, well, I want to say goodbye.
Gee, Daddy, we're going to miss you, especially on Sunday. If you're not here with us, there'll be nobody to read the funny papers.
Well, don't worry. I'll get somebody in Denver to read them to me.
But who's going to take your place on the program, Daddy?
Well, look, I'm trying to get some big star like Gregory Peck or Clark Gable.
Couldn't you get Roddy McDowell? Roddy's awful cute.
Well, Gable ain't bad.
Tyrone is chopped liver.
Now, never mind, honey. You'll get a big star. I told the agent to get the biggest name he could find. Well, look what time it is. I gotta leave now.
Oh, Phil, do you have to go so soon? Your train doesn't leave for an hour.
Well, I got things to do. I gotta pick up my tickets, check my bags. It'll take a little time.
Well, I'll get my coat and go with you.
Now, honey, you better wait until the agent calls, and then you can meet me at the station. He should call any minute. I'm anxious to find out who's gonna take my place on the program.
Yeah, I wonder who he's gonna dig up. And I mean that literally.
Oh. Let's go, Frankie. See you at the station, honey. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Bye.
Daddy.
Goodbye. Kiss Billy.
Bye.
I wonder what Frankie meant by that last remark. Oh, that must be the agent. I hope he got someone good. Hello?
Hello. This is the Hollywood Artists Agency. Scrappy Lambert speaking. Is Mrs. Harris there?
Speaking.
Mrs. Harris, I have good news for you. I have a great movie star for your program next week.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who'd you get?
Herman Schmohauser II.
The second? You mean there was another one before him? Look, I don't want to appear stupid, but who is Herman Schmohauser? I never heard of him.
You never heard of him?
No.
Why, madam, Herman was the most famous bit player they ever had at Biograph Studios. Why, they never did a mob scene without him.
Please, that isn't the kind of guest star we had in mind. Mr. Harris wouldn't want anybody like that.
But he told me to call you and tell you that's all I could get for you. Whoops! There goes Big Mouth Me spilling the beans.
So Mr. Harris planned this.
Yes, but I don't know why. I told him I could have gotten Robert Taylor for you, but he didn't want him. He said he was thinking of your health.
My health?
Yes, he said you get nauseous working opposite a good-looking man.
Oh, that's Phil. Look, Mr. Lambert, can you still get Robert Taylor?
Yes, I can.
Well, get him. No, maybe you'd better not. As soon as I tell Phil whom I'm getting, he'll only cancel it.
Well, don't tell him who you're getting.
But he's anxious to know before he leaves. I can't lie to him.
Well, you won't have to. You see, Mr. Taylor's real name is Spangler Arlington Brew. So just tell him you're getting Spangler Arlington Brew.
Say, that's an idea. You book Robert Taylor for next week's show, and I'll take care of the rest. Goodbye. This'll serve Phil right for being so conniving. I can't wait to get down to the station and tell him who I got. Just think, Robert Taylor. Ooh-hoo-hoo! Oh, cut it out, Faisy. You know you're going to miss Phil. Yeah, and I had such a cute song I was going to sing to him on next Sunday's show. A dicky bird whispered, haven't you heard? Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here. A little crow sang a happy hello, my favorite time of the year. A little frog sang a song on his log, lose your blues, lose your blues, lose your blues. And you and I fell in love in reply, on hearing the dicky bird's news. If you have to look around to find a reason for such a wonderful thing, you can blame it on the sentimental season. Falling in love is done in the spring. The bobolink looked at us with a wink, at a boy, at a girl, nothing's wrong. When you're in love, you go singing along, singing a dicky bird song.
Singing to the blue jay,
who told the lark in the park,
who responded, how'd you do and how'd you do, jay?
How would you like to go for a lark? The bobolink said, I think that I think winter's all, winter's all, winter's all. When you're in love, you'll go singing along, a singing a dicky bird song.
Just
singing the dicky bird song.
Hey, Curly, there are a lot of trains here. Which one did Benny get your reservation on?
I don't know. It must be one of these, but I don't know which. That's it.
Nice accommodations Benny got you. What do you got, a roomette or a stall?
Oh, stop it. I don't know. Come on.
Just a minute, you.
Hey, what are you pitching me for?
Quiet. Okay, go on through.
Ooh, what did he pound me on the back for?
He didn't pound you, Curly. He stamped you.
Stamped me? What does it say?
Grade D beef unfit for human consumption.
Don't be ridiculous. Now, look, the train's about to leave any minute. I wonder where Alice is.
Oh, Phil!
Here she is, Curly.
Oh, honey, I'm glad you got here on time. Hey, did the agent call?
Yes, he did, Phil.
Oh, good. Now, what great picture star did he get for you?
Well, he offered me Herman Smohauser the second.
You were lucky enough to get Herman?
Gee, what a break.
Yeah.
He very seldom does radio. Or anything else.
Well, you know something, honey? He's much better than Tyrone Power or Clark Gable.
Infinitely.
Well, I know, fellas, but unfortunately, Herman wanted too much money, so the agent got me someone else.
Someone else? Well, who?
Spangler Arlington Brew.
What kind of a brew?
Spangler Arlington Brew.
Spangler Arlington Brew?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frankie. Hey, Frankie, get a load of that name. That's even better. Spangler, yes.
I don't know who made that one up. Hey, that's even better than a small house.
With a name like that, what can a guy look like? Probably a little undernourished runt with a bald head and flat feet.
Oh, Spangler. Thank you, Spangler Arlington Brew. Well, Alice, now that everything's taken care of, I can leave without worrying about anything. Yes, sir, you're all set with old Spangler, aren't you? Ain't she, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, am I glad everything's settled.
Honey. Boat. Hey, Joe, get that longhorn steer on.
Well, honey, that's me. I got it.
Hurry, get on, Phil. The train's ready to leave. Goodbye, baby.
Well, kiss me. Goodbye, honey. Hey, so long, Frankie.
Goodbye, Charlie. Have a nice trip, and don't worry about anything.
What's there to worry about, Spangler Arthur?
Oh, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, I just thought of something. Spangler Arlington Brew wouldn't sound well on the air, so I think we'll use his stage name.
Oh, yeah, maybe you'd better, honey. What is his stage name?
Robert Taylor.
Yeah, that is better. Robert Taylor, stop this train. Conductor, order.
Phil will be back in just a moment. Is your shampoo doing right by you? Yes, is your shampoo doing right by you?
My shampoo lathers all right, but it doesn't remove my dandruff.
I've tried one shampoo after another. They all suds up and rinse out, but I still have dandruff.
If your shampoo is letting you down when it comes to removing dandruff, switch to Fitch. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. It's guaranteed to remove all dandruff. Medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind. The other clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind. If your present shampoo is doing only half the job, removing only part of your dandruff, remember, Fitch removes both kinds completely. So, be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff.
Fitch is the only shampoo whose guarantee to remove dandruff with first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
So switch to Fitch. At barber and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Or buy the large 16-ounce bottle featured at drug counters. Fitch Shampoo does right by you.
Robert Taylor. How could Alice trick me like that? I should have known you can't trust a woman. Oh, well, I'm on the train and there's nothing I can do about it now. I'll just lie down and if I fall asleep, I'll forget it. Now, where's my pillow? Oh, here it is. Hey, that's funny. This pillow has handles on it. Oh, pardon me, Elsie. Pardon me.
Next week, when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon, Alice and Phil will have as their guest, Robert Taylor. Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with both lanolin and olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.